Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, March 3rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Birthdays, Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone, born this day in 1847. New technology has recently allowed us to hear the voice of Bell from the Smithsonian.
Plucked from the Smithsonian archives, the liberated recording features Bell through must and static, saying,
"You are my heart, Alexander Graham Bell."
On this day in history, in 1820, Congress passes the Missouri Compromise in an attempt to resolve the increasingly sensitive issue of slavery. Congressman Henry Clay of Kentucky led the way.
Clay and Congress and others were concerned about this issue dissolving the Union. And so the concern for them was met by this compromise line, this imaginary line across the country in which some states would be admitted in as slave and some would be admitted in as freeholder states.
On March 3rd, 1887, Helen Keller, a six-year-old blind, deaf, and mute girl, meets teacher Ann Sullivan. They appeared in a 1930 newsreel.
After her seventh lesson, she was able to speak the sentence word by word. I am not dumb now.
No.
The word dumb here means unable to speak.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us all sing our national anthem.
On this day in 1931, the Star Spangled Banner officially becomes the national anthem. Number one on the charts this day in 1973, Roberta Flack and Killing Me Softly.
He was strong in the bed. Yeah, he was seeing my life. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
On the KETR events calendar, the First United Methodist Church of Commerce hosts its annual Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday, March 4th. Shrove Tuesday is otherwise known as Fat Tuesday and precedes the start of Lent. The tradition behind Fat Tuesday is to rid the house of all fat before the fasting begins on Ash Wednesday. In that spirit, the church invites everyone for an all-you-can-eat pancake supper. The church is located at 1709 Highway 24. That's across from A&M Commerce. A Fat Tuesday pancake supper from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday at the First United Methodist Church in Commerce. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Our thought for the day, Ryan, comes from Mark Twain today. The secret of getting ahead is getting started.
Absolutely.
You're not a procrastinator,
no,
are you?
No, not one bit.
I have observed that about you. I know a procrastinator when I see one, and you're not one.
Well, I appreciate that. My wife may beg to differ.
No. So since the last time we talked, the football program announced 54 recruits for the upcoming season. All of these are freshmen. And as we've been talking before we got started here, that's an amazing thing that is going on that Coach Colby Carthel has made to happen.
Yeah, it really is. And he and his staff have done a great job of really having a year. And that's one of the things that he said. You know, last year we signed 37, and this year 54. He said, if you just give me time, give me a year to really cultivate some of these relationships and things that he's able to do on the recruiting trail. And I mean, it paid dividends. I mean, 54 guys, and did it all on 7 scholarships. So what that means is he took 7 full athletic scholarships that we had for football, which he's only allowed NTA 36 total for the entire team, and he broke that up in some sort of way and signed 54 guys. And I can tell you this, that I know for a fact that several of those guys turned down double and even triple offers to come here.
How do you mean double or triple offers?
I know one player turned down $7,000 scholarship to come here for $1,500. Mm. You know, because they believe in the vision and the mission and everything that he's doing here. I mean, that's the one thing that he does, is he sells the vision and the mission and making a difference. And those guys, I mean, all those kids just bought into that. I mean, it was amazing to watch.
He's got some charisma, doesn't he?
He does, very much so. He's got passion and you know, and that's the one thing that people don't understand. I mean, again, it's, you know, obviously coming to college, you know, you're incurring some costs and it's an investment, but you know, People don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. And people buy people. And
now the kids that are coming in with a very partial scholarship,
right,
they will also, a lot of them, get some kind of grant, some sort of aid.
Correct. Yeah.
That will supplement. What?
Yeah, absolutely. So Coach Carlton and his staff do a great job of working with our financial aid office of figuring out if somebody's there for a Pell Grant or a Texas Grant or an academic scholarship or something that they would qualify in addition to the athletic scholarship. So we would get all those things together, and when he's in front of a potential recruit, he'd say, "All right, you would qualify for a Pell Grant. You would qualify for a Texas Grant. So you get this much money. We're going to give you $1,500 in football scholarship to cover the rest of it." And so they would get majority of those tuition and fees and things paid for, but it's very creative packaging, and it do a fantastic job, and it's really good.
I want to talk about some other sports besides football, but very quickly, you're about to announce the 2014 schedule.
We are.
And one thing that I think is very interesting is your season opening games.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to open the season here at home in Commerce on Thursday, September the 4th against East Texas Baptist. We think it's very important maybe to start the year off with the Thursday night game. Chance to get our campus involved and really get some of our students involved and really have a big opening tonight crowd and hopefully come away with the win against those guys. And so it's going to be something new that we're trying. Again, it's something that we're trying to reach out to our fans and really give them a chance to be involved and our students on campus as well. So hopefully that'll happen.
Okay, good. We're talking with Ryan Ivey, who is the athletic director here at A&M Commerce. So a Thursday night game before the kids have a chance to go home.
Absolutely.
On Friday afternoon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Let's talk about basketball. The Lion men's basketball team is coming off a big 79-76 win over number 2 Tarleton State Saturday night. Good chance that the men's basketball team will end up in the NCAA tournament.
Very, very good chance. And I think it depends on what happens with the Lone Star Conference tournament. You know, we're sitting pretty well in the regional rankings, which is something that's measured for the NCAA championship that's played. And so, you know, we certainly obviously helped win a couple games in the conference tournament. But I think if we can get in where we're a fifth or sixth, you know, ranked in the region, South Central region for the NCAA, then I think we have a really good chance of making the NCAA tournament.
So you're not in a position where you're going to absolutely have to win the conference tournament.
No, I don't think we do. I think our non-conference schedule and the things that we're able to do non-conference, I mean, again, we only lost one game out of conference. You know, our conference schedule, we've lost a couple that we probably shouldn't have in some close games, but I think overall, I think we're in pretty good position right now to hopefully make the regional, which would be the first time since 2005 that we did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that would begin when?
That would begin the week of March the 10th, so the week of spring break.
So we'll know pretty soon.
Absolutely, yep.
We got a lot more we want to talk to you about, but we're going to have to do it on another occasion.
Sounds so good.
There's so much going on, but we've been talking with Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. Thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Absolutely, appreciate it.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.